It says like this. What about if he says, what about Hipilo Ishtoi? Let's say his wife was Mapil, had a miscarriage. Is Eino Nazir. Then we say he's not a Nazir. Why? Because... Yeah, like Rashi said, the Dilma Haidi Hipilo, the one that she had a miscarriage with, Lo Yehabe Ben Kayama. It would have not been a Ben Kayama, it wouldn't have been a Ben that would have lived. Maybe did not live the 9 months yet. For loy vlad have, that's not called a vlad. The suffix nazirus lokal. Even though really it's a suffix if a filo is called a vlad or not. So it's also speaks out. For loy yadina ni nofilu inayfulu iben kayamuhu. The kol loy chadoshim. Oy shemes b'meimoy en a nazir. So it's a suffix if this is called a vlad or not. And vice versa, we're going now, then in a suffix, you don't have to become a nazir. Rabbi Shimon Oymer, if Shimon says no, Yoyma, the person says to say like this, Imhoye ben kayoma, if the kid that my wife was mapil, was supposed to be a ben kayoma, is harayani nozer choiva, then I'm a nozer because that's what I'm supposed to be. The imla, but let's say the kid was not a ben kayoma, like it was too early, he wasn't supposed to live, is harayani nozer nadova. Then he's makabel upon himself right now to be a nozer, pateras in nadova. In other words, Rav Shimon says it's a suffix right now if there's a call to good Kabbalah Naziris or not. So, in a suffix, that's what Shimon says. Rav Shimon says he has to do the Kabbalah upon himself now to make himself a Naziris. Right. Chazra Vyoda. Let's say after she was mapped, after she had one miscarriage, then she gave birth. Chazra Vyoda. So the Mishnah says, "Hareiz a nazir." According to Tanakama, since the person said before that, "Well, my wife has a vlad, I want to become a nazir," so now if she has the vlad, he has to become a nazir. That's what the Tanakama says. In other words, according to Tanakama, when she was first mapil, he holds ain't a nazir. He holds that's not called the vlad. So she didn't have a vlad yet. Now when she gives birth later, that's the first vlad she has. Therefore, raise a nazir. He's automatically becoming a nazir because he was mechayiv upon himself before to become a nazir when his wife has a vlad. Rabbi Shimon Oymer, no. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's a suffix. It could be he was already a nazir from before because when his first was first had a miscarriage. So according to Rabbi Shimon, it's a suffix. Maybe that was called the ben kayama. So maybe he was already mechayiv his chayiv naziris before. So he only was mechayiv one time to be a nazir, not two times. So it's a suffix now when she gives birth the second time, does he have to become a nazir or not? So if Rav Shimon says like this, Rav Shimon Oymer, Yoymer, let the person say, Im Arishin Ben Kayama, if the first son was a Ben Kayama, Sameil Arishin Chayva, the first time I was a nazir, but Torah's a Chayv, because that was my Kabbalah. Vizu, the second time right now, Nadava, let him be Mekabal upon himself to be a nazir, but Torah's a Nadava. But Vim Lav, but let's say the first one was not a ben shal kayama. The first one was only 7th month. So he was supposed to die is our 6th year, is her, or 8 months before that, is harishin adava. Then that I was a nazir before was not because of my first kabbalah, because of my first chayiv. Because the first kid was not a ben kayama. I didn't have a chayiv to be a nazir because of that. I only did it because of adava. But now my wife gives birth the second time to a vlad, v'zu chayiva. Since this is called the first vlad that she has, the first vlad shal kayama, therefore now is the first time I'm becoming a nazir to be yaitza my chayv that I made before. So the kids, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's a suffix when she's mafil, it's a suffix if that's the ben shal kayama or not. So you got to go lechumra both ways. So Gemara says like this: Hai maila meimra. Like what's the chiddush of the reisha? That if somebody says I want to be a nazir, my wife gives birth to a ben, and when he has the ben, he has to be a nazir. What's the chiddush here? The chiddush, Rashi said, the chiddush of like ben, I raise a nazir pshita. So Mar says, mishum seifa. The chiddush is ain't a chnayim with the seifa. Bas tumtum viadrugnis ain't a nazir. That if he has a daughter or a suffi, girl or boy, say in Lachmi is not a nazir. For the Mar, they're also pshita, vada. He said clearly, I'm only a nazir if I have a ben. The chura girl is not called a ben. So Mar says, no. Now the time I would have thought, what he meant to say by a ben is likeshevne hu dekomer. He didn't dafka mean a zocher a boy. Just meant to say when my wife gives birth. Lashon of a ben means keshevne when I have a child. Like Rad Latoy says, V'loy ben mamish kamei. Didn't mean to say mamish a boy. El loshen binyan. K'moy v'ev nagam anoichi. Just meant to say when we have a family, when I have a child. So therefore, maybe a daughter is also called a child that you have to become a nazir. Kamashm londeno. Deloy. That's the chiddush in the Mishnah. When a person says a meled ben, he means to say mamish a zocher. That if his wife has a boy, then he wants to become a nazir. If she has a boy, he's a nazir. If not, he has a girl, he doesn't have to become a nazir. But if he just says, when I have a vlad, then we say he's a nazir, even though it's only a tumta v'yandrugnus. Even though it's only a suffix, zachara, or a nekeva, still it's called a vlad. For the Gemara also, pshita, like that's called a vlad though, the kid's living now. Why do I care if it's a tumta v'yandrugnus? So the Gemara says, yes, mal the time I would have thought, vlad, the mechshav b'ne inshi binim. I would have thought to say a vlad means a chashava of a chashava vlad. Understand? Taisa says the bas nami lemechshava, that even a daughter I would have thought would not be good. When he meant to say a vlad, maybe he only meant a boy. That a boy is mechshav b'ne inshi. A boy mingles with other people. Mashenka, not even a girl. And Taisa says the kol shchem tumta v'yadrugnis. I would have thought to say that's not called a vlad. Kamashmala, no, all three is called a vlad. When the person said a rainy nozir, and if the wife gives birth to a vlad, it does not mean a special vlad like a zocher, like a boy, but rather it means any type of a vlad. So if even a tumtum v'yadrugnis, he also has to become a nozir. Now, a pilu ishtoy ain't a nozir. Tanakama says if the wife has a miscarriage, so that's not, it's a suffix if it's called the vlad shakayam or not, so in a suffix we go to kula. The Demara Man Ketoni Lo, who's the Tana about Mishnei, the Tanakama? We have you to the Krihu. Like we had before, if you had a suffix, if there was 100 bushels in the Korea knot, somebody said the rainy Nazir, if there'll be 100 bushels here, and by the time he came back to check it out, it was Nignav or Ovad, it was lost or stolen, so you do not know if there's 100 bushels there or not, so you have to become a Nazir or not, if you the holds, suffix Nazir, you go to Kula. There also, when you said a rainy Nazir, Kshelet Vlad, and you have a suffix now, that's called the vlad or not, suffix nazir, as you go to kula, you don't have to become a nazir. Rabbi Shimon says, don't know, that it's a suffix if you have to become a nazir or not, and therefore you have to become a nazir. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Yoimer, you have to say, Imhoye ben kayoma rei nazir chayva, that if what my wife was mapil, was supposed to be a ben shakayoma, it was 9 months in the stomach, just he was mapil now, but really he should have lived, that's called the vlad. So then I'm called a nazir because of my first chayva. V'yimla, but let's say this kid was not supposed to live, was not a ben kayama, he didn't live in the stomach so long. Hareini nazir nadava. So then because of my first chayva, I don't have to be a nazir, but I'm a kavla upon myself now to be a nazir, machmas nadava. So mamanashrak, you have to make it to become a nazir now. Boyi minei Rabbi Abba Merafuna. He asked this question like this. If somebody says, Hareini nazir l'kashiyo liben, I want to become a nazir when I have a child, when I have a son, v'yepilo ishtoy, and his wife was mapel, so we don't know if that's called the ben or not, v'yepilo ishtoy, his wife was a miscarriage, v'yifrish korban, and the father was mafrish a korban, in other words, pilo l'nizirusoy, in other words, he was mekabel upon himself nazirus, and he set aside kabonis. And then his wife gave birth now to a ben shakayama. Ismaha, what's the halacha? Does he have to become a nazir again or not? Or is the first nazirus altogether or not? We'll soon see what the shaila is. Ma, what's the halacha? So Gemara says, let's see. Aliba the man, who he asking the question according to? E Aliba the Rabbi Shimon, if you want to call to Rabbi Shimon, Mati Boile. What's your question? Ha'amar Rabbi Shimon, suffer nazirus lahachmir. So if you have a suffix of the first vlad, the first ben, was the ben shakayam or not? So machmas a suffix, you had to become a nazir. So you're a nazir already one time. And on the tzara wasn't the vlad, like we had in the Mishnah before, that when your wife has a vlad later, you have to become a nazir a second time later. So machmas a suffix, really you have to be a nazir two times. When she's first mapil the miscarriage, you have to have a suffix, maybe that was a vlad shakayama. So you had to be a nazir then. When she gives birth later, you have to be afraid maybe the first vlad was a maid nefil. It was not a ben shakayama. So you weren't supposed to be a nazir for your first chayv. It was only in the nedava you were nazir then. So now when she gives birth to a second vlad, you have to become a nazir. So according to Reb Shimon, Pshita, you have to be a Nazir twice. The yellow Aliba to Reb Yehuda. You want to go according to Reb Yehuda, the Yom HaSof and the Zeris Lahokel. So my Kodesh Alay Kodesh. That's the Shalom Yod, Sof and the Zeris Lahokel. Is it called Kodesh or not? Is the carbon right now half Kedush or not? Does this carbon, you set aside these carbonists for your Naziris, does it have Kedush or not? So Gemara says, my nafkamina, what's the difference? Like a monoshach. Now your wife is a head of lad. So now Lamaisi, you have to become a Nazir. So these carbonists will be used. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't have to be a Nazir at the beginning. You only have to be a Nazir now after your wife gave head of lad Shakayama. Now's the first time you have to be a Nazir. So what did you do? You set aside these kabbalas before, when your wife gave birth, when by the... So Marius, like, my nafkamina, these kabbalas lamaister are kaddish. Like, he has to become a Nazir now. After she has the vlad shakayama, for sure he has to be a Nazir. Now the kabbalas you set aside before, those kabbalas you're going to use for now. So what's your question if it's kodesh or not? For the Gemara, my nafkamina. The Teretz says, legizosai v'leved boy. The shalachar is that if it has kedusha, does you first set aside these kabbalas for your first naziris? Now, if you don't have to be a nazir, so it has no kedusha on the kabbalas, so you're allowed to shave off the wool off the carbon and use it. Or else leved boy. Let's say you use the animals to work for you. The lachar is if it's a hegdish, if it's a carbon, you're not allowed to work with it. You're not allowed to be goyzer to take off the wool. So let's say you shaved off the wool in between when the wife was mapil to the second naziris. So that's how suffix when you were makdish these kabbonis for the first naziris, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that you didn't have to be a nazir, does it have any kushim in a suffix or not? Is it called kaddish or not? True. You have to be a second, you have to be a nazir now when your wife gives birth to a ben shakayama. And you could use those kabbonis for this naziris. But the question is, though, did the kabbonis have the kedusha from before or not? That the more obliged by teku. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's a suffix. I tell you, it says, nafkamina legizosa v'dasai, for loy deluki, it doesn't mean you get malchus, mishum deleka kiach svara. Well, there'll be something that should be asked in the old English. Shamina loy mashmul ashat deluk, the kedusha v'dois, ain't boy. It's not a shayla of Malkus. It's time with the shayla, are you allowed to do these things or not? Can you use the wool that was shaved off or not? So Gemara says, and this Gemara obliged by a take. Boy minei ben rechumei mi abaya. Ben rechumei has a shayla from abaya. Somebody says, hareini nozir lekeshiyo li ben. I want to become a nozir when my wife gives birth to a zohar, to a boy. Now, v'shoma chaveru v'yoma v'yolai. Now, a friend hears this and says, V'yolai, me too. So the question is, what do you mean to say me too? Does me too mean to say you're making your own Kabbalah that when your wife gives birth to a Zohar, you'll be a Nazir? Or do you mean to say V'yolai means like you? Like whenever your wife gives birth to a Zohar, just like you're going to have to be a Nazir, I'm accepting upon myself also to be a Nazir. That's the question. What does V'yolai mean? Maho. Adibure mashma. Does it mean to say upon the Dibur? Just like you say when your wife becomes a Nazir, I also mean to say when my wife becomes a Nazir. Or Yagufa Mashma. Or else, no, it means upon the Guf. In other words, whenever you have a Nazir, whenever you become a Nazir, that's when I also want to be a Nazir. Sefer means Adibur means I'm Saimachan your Dibur. What you said was, so Rashi learns, the Adibur means the Hu Gavra Koi, Umashma V'alai Lias Nazir Keshiyo La L'cho Ben. As I'm saying, Vani means to your words. Your words were that when his, the first one's wife, has a boy, he becomes a Nazir. So the second person says, V'alai means me too. That when your wife has a Zohar, I also have to become a Nazir. That's called Adibur. Rosana Agufa means no. He meant to say upon me now. Realign means I'm accepting upon myself the same thing. That when his wife, when the second one's wife, has a boy, he also wants to be a Nazir. So it could be the first one's a Nazir, not the second one. Because when the first one has a Zohar, only he's the Nazir, not the second one. That's the Shaila. When the second one says, Realign, me too, my Adibura Mashma, so you're a Nazir when the first one's a Nazir, or Yagufa Mashma, that no, you only become a Nazir when your wife has a Zohar. Now, Imtivson, if you want to tell me, agufa mashma, it's told in his guf. When his wife has a nazir, has a kid, he becomes a nazir. Omer, what about if he says like this? Hareini nazir l'kashiyo liben. The first one says, I want to be a nazir when I will have a son. L'kashiyo liben. V'shama chaveroi v'yoma vani. And me too. Isma, what does it mean over here? Anafshe kamar. Again here, does he also mean to say upon himself that just like anafshe means that when his wife also has a zachar, that's when he wants to become a nazir? This is what he meant to say. That I'm very close to you, so I meant to say is that when you have a zachar, when you become a nazir, that's the same way me too. I also mean to become a nazir then also. So Tzaddik's chiluk is that in hach agufa mishtama hail v'yomer alai. If he says alai means upon himself. Avehecha diyama vani. When he just says the word vani, mahu. When you say vani, anafshe koma klemer. Afilu kishama vani. Agufa mishtama. He means upon himself. Vani means me too. That when his wife has a zocher, he means to become a nazir. Oidilma rechim l'cha kavosei l'kishio ben kayama. I mean to say the same thing, that when your wife has a son, I feel so close to you, like I'm like you. So when your wife has a kid, just like you have to become a nazir then, I also mean to become a nazir. So Tezlan, the first shaila was Lashon of Alai, and now the shaila is going to say, what about the word Vani? Now, Vaita, in Tim's time, if you want to tell me, call the